That's that time of the week. We're joined by the Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer, Shane Doan, who checks in with us here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Doaner, how are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Can you settle a disagreement we have? Because we know you're not just a hockey guy. You're an avid sports fan. I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this question as somebody who is proudly Canadian. When it comes to when it comes to football, are you a fan of the extreme weather games or no?
I don't totally understand it. That game yesterday on Sunday was fun to watch, the Cardinals game and the game last night. But I don't totally understand why you don't just move the schedule ahead like 2 months and eliminate most of those games, because it just doesn't make sense to me. But hey, it's fun to watch it. It's fun to know that the environment is going to play a huge deal in it, and it's going to affect the score. And hey, that's part of the game, I guess. So.
But everybody loves it with the everyone loves it with the Winter Classic. At least when the ice doesn't melt.
Also, you can't play games in Miami and Jacksonville in July.
We don't need a team in Jacksonville, Jarrett.
It's a good point, Jared. I think your first one, but that's a good point.
That was Shane's very polite way of saying shut up, Jared.
Right. All right, here's another broad-based question I want to run by you. The NHL and the Beijing Olympics, should they not?
It's going to be hard because they opened up the CBA to go to the Olympics. So if you don't go, it's kind of the point of the point of opening up the CBA was so that the players could go. So there's going to be an element of that needs to be addressed if they end up not going. But I think they'll make the right decision. They went to Japan, mm-hmm. and in the middle of COVID, they managed to perform and get everything done. So I think there's the chance that they can go to China. And I think they should go? I want to watch it. So yeah, I'd love for them.
No, I hear you. And but the thing is that I read about it is that if a player pops a positive COVID-19 test in Beijing, you might be placed in 21-day quarantine. Can you imagine if you're a key NHL player and you test positive before maybe the silver medal game or something, and now you're stuck there for 3 weeks and you can't get home?
Oof.
Yeah, that might not go over as well as you want it to.
That's good.
I mean, if you're Edmonton and you lose Connor McDavid for 21 days at that stage.
Right.
Yeah. All of the province of Alberta might revolt. Actually, all of Canada might revolt.
Yeah.
But, hey, there has to be a way. There has to be somehow they could find a way to make it work. But again, they're still going to make sure that the safety of everyone's first and foremost. And I think the players are kind of all in that same boat where they want to do this. And they're going to do whatever they can to get there, but they're going to be aware of the situation.
Shane Doan, our weekly guest on Tuesdays here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. I got to ask about this because it popped up. It was a report that was out there that was deemed important enough for the Coyotes organization to respond to it about another rumored sale and relocation. And I don't want you to I'm not going to ask you to respond directly to that, but it did kind of get Coyotes fans thinking again about future home in the Valley for the Coyotes, with this being the last year in the lease agreement with Gila River Arena. Is there any update on that situation that you could share, Shane?
An update is in that we're not moving. Update is in we're not moving from everything. And again, Mr. Morello him and his family, everyone has bought, they've all bought houses here. They've moved here. This is their home now, and they're not moving. This is where they want to be. This is where they're going to be, let alone the entire Valley is growing, and it's just not with people, but with business and everything else. Mm-hmm. This is where you'd want to own a team if you were going to be trying to find a place to own a team. It's in the Valley. So they're not moving. Obviously, everything that's going on in regards to the building is frustrating, and trying to find something that works, and they continue to do that.
There will come a day, Shane, I hope there will come a day when there's a new arena someplace and there's a new future and all of this goes away, because this has been 20 plus years, brother.
Yes. I've answered this question, I think, a couple times over my career. And it's annoying that you don't. Like, I would give anything for it to be that question of, like, hey, you guys are in the rebuilding process, and it's going, this is going to happen, and that, and just that. That would be, I mean, those questions on their own are questions that are sometimes hard. But hey, I have to deal with this all the time has added a whole nother level to what our fans and what the people that support the team have to deal with. Because it's not just us. It's people that cheer for the team that you defend your team. Like, yeah. I defend the Cardinals. I defend the Diamondbacks and the Suns all the time. And I'm a fan of them. And same for people that defend the Coyotes. And you just want it to be easier for them. And we're going to. And Mr. Morello and their group, I believe, is going to. And that's going to be huge for us.
Yeah, one last thing. Coyotes took the loss last night in Dallas, but it was a milestone for Louis Erickson. He played in his 1,000th NHL game, which is an amazing accomplishment. So then I looked it up, and I was like, wow, Doner played in 540 more games than that. Your top 17 all-time in NHL games played. When you look back at that, is that something that you're most proud of, is just longevity and to be that available for your team for that many years?
Yeah, that's something that I didn't. You don't appreciate as a player until you've, like, playing 1,000 games is so difficult, mm-hmm. and not very many guys get the opportunity to do it. And I think it's huge that when you reach that accomplishment, and it is something that I think every player that does it is pretty proud of. And being able to play as many games as I did is something that I'm very, very grateful for. And the fact that you're given it, like, there's a lot of players that I think would be capable of doing it. They just aren't given that opportunity because the organization moves in a different direction, or they change, you know, they change coaches and the coaches doesn't like the guy. So it happens, and to be able to play that long was special. But I was pretty happy for King Louis, as they were calling him last night. That was pretty cool. It was cool that it was against Dallas, and he played for Dallas for so long. And it's amazing how often that those kind of stories align, where things that happen in your career seem to happen against teams that are involved in the beginning of your career. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool. I'm happy for him and his family.
Yeah, very cool. Doner, always good to talk to you. We'll chat again next Tuesday. Thanks.